Successful organizations use the law for all that it is worth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Successful organizations use the law for all that it is worth. It is a cold, unemotional principle. And this is the thing that makes it so good and that makes it so bad. When the laws of the land, when the laws of nature and the laws of life, these are all beautiful laws, and they all come out of the one law, the law of cause and effect. When a cause is put into motion, an effect follows. And when we have rules that guide our world, which we do, and we call these rules laws, we give them a significance that they don't have. There is only one law in this universe, and that's the law of cause and effect. This is what the relative universe is based upon. This guides the relative universe into its allness, and this is the only thing that humanity has to cling to depend upon. That's a good word for it. It's the only thing that humanity has to depend upon relative to cooperation and organization, relative to living their life in a beautiful, fulfilled, and rewarding manner, and relative to the interactions between human beings, the law of cause and effect. I think one of the major things that it's important for each of us to do, and that is to release the idea that there are other laws. Release the idea of the laws of chemistry and physics, the laws of science, the laws of the community, the laws of life. These are all rules, and these are rules that are constantly changing. The law of life says that we have to have a certain amount of oxygen, a certain amount of hydrogen, a certain amount of everything else to operate our body. However, this is a rule because it changes from time to time. The body acclimates to different conditions, and that rule no longer is extant. And we're supposed to have so much water in our body. We're supposed to have so much of this, that, and the other thing. Well, now, when we believe that, and when we live by that principle, then we feel very much that we need it. You must have 8 hours of sleep every night. You must have so much food and so many proteins and minerals and vitamins in your body. You must have all of these things. Well, that's not necessarily so. However, it is very necessarily so if this is what you believe for yourself. Everyone needs to have a relationship. They need to have a friendship, somebody who loves them and whom they can love, someone who gives their life a little bit of purpose and meaning. Well, now, this is a very interesting concept. However, the reality of it is that everyone who has any direction to their life at all finds that they are their own lover. They are their own source. They are the only one that matters. And not that the other people have no significance. It's that for their life to be fulfilled, they have to be fulfilled from deep within themselves, from the awareness of who they are, their divinity, in other words. And successful laws, successful organizations, they recognize this. And they recognize how important it is to give a pat on the back to their employees, how important it is to make their employees feel that they are worthwhile and that they're desirable. An employee who does not feel wanted does not want to remain in an organization. I tell people, here we have the activities of this organization, and each one of you have chosen to play a role. You have each chosen to do a thing. Now, when you don't want to do what you have chosen to do, and whatever else you might be given to do, you still don't want to do it, then nothing more is given you to do. And pretty soon you find yourself feeling very useless, very unimportant, very undesired, and you move on. You don't have to be fired. You don't have to go through any traumatic experience like that. It's just a matter of, hey, I don't feel like I'm being needed here. I don't feel like I have a place here. I want to go where I can belong. I want to go someplace where life has a little more meaning for me. And so then they move on to some other organization where they can feel a little more desired, a little more need. It's just a cold, unemotional principle that we use all the time, and successful organizations use it all the time. Now, when a person has a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of genius toward a particular area, the supervisors, the bosses, the people in charge would do well to recognize that and encourage it. Because sometimes we don't really know what our great potential is, our great capacity is. We don't really realize how wonderful we are because we have never really challenged ourselves. We have never really come across to realize just the fabulous beings that we are. And because we haven't come across to realize it, we are sort of unfulfilled. We haven't reached the depth of our being to know who and what we really are. The law guides us in that step, in that direction. And part of the law is the use of affirmations. In every way and every day, I'm getting better and better and better. This statement by Coté in the Depression time was a very successful and meaningful statement for a lot of people, because it meant to them that they could improve, that they could have a better lot in life than what they were experiencing. They were putting a law in motion, but they were putting only a little bit of the law in motion. And perhaps that's all that some people are able to handle. Perhaps that's all that you and I are able to handle. A little bit of the law, saying, and every day and every way I'm getting better and better and better. The principle is that I am perfect now. I am fulfilled now. I am realizing all of my genius right now. And if we say we're realizing a little bit of it, then perhaps we are recognizing just a little bit of it. We don't realize the great capacity that we have. And we want to reach out and be the great capacity that we have. I deal a lot with our practitioners here in this organization. And the practitioners are exquisite. They know exactly what to do with people who call in and ask for treatment. They know exactly how to handle it. They know exactly how to get fabulous results. And then when I ask the same practitioners, when they have some problem that they're facing, use the principle. Use this principle you tell other people to use, and they use so beautifully, and they have such beautiful results from it. You use it too. And I said, well, that's just what your people were telling you. When you talk to people on the phone as a practitioner, and they say, you don't understand my problem. And then you just say, I don't need to understand your problem. I only understand your solution, and I put my 100% attention on your solution, and therefore your solution comes forth. This is the law of cause and effect. This is the principle guiding the universe. This is what works. And then you say, okay, now, just apply that to yourself. And we have difficulty in applying it to ourselves. To teach is beautiful. To share is beautiful. To encourage other people to follow the principle and do that which is for their highest and their best, that is is easy to do. But it's just when we turn the vehicle around on us at home, then we have. That's why there's the term, a minister's minister, a practitioner's practitioner. Even practitioners have practitioners work with them, because they sometimes find it very difficult to think of themselves being whole and perfect. I remember the stories about so many of these people who are spiritually type healers, who can lay their hands on people and bring about great results within them, who can speak their word for abundance for people, who can speak their word for perfect relationships for other people, who can do these wonderful, glorious things. And oftentimes, the people who are speaking their word end up with a headache themselves, end up with a physical ailment that is consistent with what the people are releasing, and as though they're taking it on. Well, this is foolish. This is foolish. And this is from the old idea that we cannot get something for nothing. And that's true. You cannot get something for nothing. So when you're helping a person be healed, then you take on their illness. Well, now, that's not the way the idea is supposed to be thought about. You don't get something for nothing. In other words, when a person wants to experience wholeness or perfection or right action or truth, when an organization wants to have success and put the law in motion, the law does not exact anything from us except the concept that we apply it the way it is to be applied. The law is to be applied by affirmation and expectation. If the rule of the road says drive 55 miles an hour, and you drive over 55 miles an hour, in your consciousness you have a feeling that you are doing something wrong. In your attitude, in your emotions, you have a feeling you're doing something wrong. And so therefore, your whole body rebels and goes against you. And you have a stomachache, and you have headaches, and you have all sorts of things. You cannot allow yourself to violate any rules at all when you feel these rules are important and should not be violated. Imagine what you feel about the law of cause and effect. You know that you are a fantastic, genius person. You know that your organization is outstanding, serving the world and serving the community. But then you say, organizations that are service organizations that are just helping the people, people never appreciate them, and they never pay them what they're worth, and they never do for them what they're worth. Well, that's true. That's true. And University of Healing is one of those organizations. I tell the people, all right, the University of Healing has the Correspondence College. The Correspondence College charges a certain amount for the courses. Some people pay for the courses, some people don't. Some people want to have scholarships and then don't even follow through with what they've taken. And I say, that's because you don't believe in the principle. You're not using the principle. If the principal says the course costs so much, the course should not be given out to anybody unless they pay. If they make an agreement to pay over time, or if they make agreements to do things, that's great. But when they don't make the agreement, if they don't follow through, they shouldn't be allowed to have it. A number of other correspondence courses, colleges in the world have the same problem. And they just say, you will not receive your certification until you pay up. And you may take the course, you may do all these things, and realize the value, but you will not get your certificate until you pay. Well, now, that's one lever that can be used, but it's a law. It's the law. And you see, there's another part to that. Here in the courses, you learn many wonderful principles. And as you learn these principles, you put them to work in your life, and you become successful. But if you don't pay, you are like the person who says, I cannot get something for nothing. And then you do not apply it to yourself because you do not feel that you're worthy of it because you haven't paid for the course and done the things it calls for. Well, so be it. You work for an organization, and if you don't give your very best to that organization, you feel that way, and you feel run down, you feel belittled, you feel ineffective. However, if you give to any organization or any program you have 100% of yourself, you feel great, and no one can say anything about you. No one can say, oh, you're giving something for nothing, you're giving your best to that, and they don't really care. And you see, that doesn't matter to you, because your life is all that matters to you. You give your best. You do whatever you know is right. You follow the rules. You follow the law, and you apply the law, and you get the results. This is the way it works, and this is the way it always works. Successful organizations use the law for all it's worth. It's a cold, unemotional principle which functions just beautifully and brings us results in our life that we could never have dreamed could take place. But those who can teach can't do, and those who do oftentimes can't teach. Well, we're going to put the two together, and we're going to say, those who can teach apply the principle in their life, and those who do not teach still apply the principle in their life. and all work accordingly and in harmony with the one law, the law of cause and effect, and are living a happy, harmonious, beautiful, fulfilled, rewarding life. And it is grand indeed. It's grand. Have a lovely day, and I love you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.